Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mary Thomas Hart. We're talking about proposed SEC regulations. Back with Mary Thomas in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
The Security and Exchange Commission is looking at requiring publicly traded companies to come up with numbers on greenhouse gas emissions and to demand those numbers from their supply chain. And that can include agricultural producers, farmers, and ranchers. According to Mary Thomas Hart, Deputy Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, this could be bad news for the ag industry.
Well, I'll just tell you that it's been a steep learning curve for me. I think it's a steep learning curve for everyone in the agricultural industry because the agricultural industry, by and large, has never been regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, but that could change. So back in March, the SEC proposed a rule that would mandate greenhouse gas emissions reporting for all publicly traded entities. And those mandated reports include scope 1 or direct emissions, scope 2 or electricity and energy generation emissions, and scope 3 or supply chain emissions. So that means that any publicly traded company that sells beef could be required to submit greenhouse gas emissions reports to the SEC that include emissions from the cattle supply chain.
Well, the problem, according to Mary Thomas Hart, there's simply no commonly accepted way to figure these emissions when it comes to the beef industry.
But the federal government has worked for years to figure out how to calculate those emissions with very little success. And then those mandated reporting requirements put farmers and ranchers at legal liability because there is no way to accurately calculate and report those emissions. So new agency, new rule, same problem.
So how does this impact a cattle producer? Well, the cattle that you raise and produce are sold as beef to McDonald's. They're a publicly traded company. Mary Thomas Hart explains they will have to get information about your carbon footprint.
I think it's important to highlight that farmers and ranchers will not be on the hook for directly reporting to the federal government. But if they're in the supply chain of a publicly traded company, that company will be required to report their emissions to the SEC and make that information available to their shareholders. McDonald's is a good example. McDonald's would have to report the emissions from their supply chain, which it's a massive supply chain. So when you talk about emissions from beef production, you're talking about emissions from the animal, emissions from everything that the animal consumed, emissions to grow the things that the animal consumed. So we're going all the way back to at least the fertilizer that fertilizes the corn that feeds the animal before it's processed.
As for why the SEC is demanding this at this particular time, apparently it's all about environmental responsibility.
When the SEC writes a rule, they do it in response to shareholder desire. And in recent years, we've seen shareholders and publicly traded companies become more and more focused on supply chain impacts and how the supply chain impacts the risk of the company of which they are a part owner. So that is why the SEC has kind of attempted to expand its reach little by little to these smaller privately held entities. The latest example of that is shareholders who are environmentally sensitive, who want to make sure that they're investing in a sustainable company, want to be aware of the climate-related risk of the company that they're a part owner of. So, you know, climate, it always comes back to climate, right? So the SEC is attempting to gather this information so that shareholders can make investing decisions related to climate change.
Mary Thomas Hart, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit livestockriskservices.com for more information.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.